Terry told me he had 16 songs. I didn't tell him I didn't shorten the sermon. What? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know how often in my life, but it's been fairly rare where I've sung the song that we just sang together, Abide With Me, on a Sunday morning. In fact, if I had to guess, I would say the vast majority of the time that we sing that song, it's an evening, a Sunday night or a Wednesday night, or maybe a night of a gospel meeting or something along those lines. And typically, it's not even sung the way we just sang it before. Usually, it's a closing song. It's usually one of the last songs we sing, typically the last song we sing. The song, of course, begins with a line that talks about fast falls the eventide. And so it seems appropriate for that time of day, appropriate maybe even for being the very last thing that we sing, sometimes maybe the very last thing we do in worship. If we have a worship service, it ends with a song instead of with a prayer. But did you realize the man who wrote the lyrics, or really the poem, it wasn't originally intended to be a song, did not intend for it to be that way. Henry Light is the man's name who wrote the poem. He was a preacher in England in the 1800s, and he was constantly, as an adult, in a battle with his health. I'm told that for the vast majority of his adult life, he battled asthma, and he also had several bouts of tuberculosis. One person said that he had a frail body, but he was a hard worker. In fact, if you've ever heard someone say the phrase, it's better to wear out than to rust out, Henry Light is the person who came up with that phrase, so far as we can tell. He worked that hard. You can thank him for being credited with that saying, and we've kind of taken it and changed it a little bit over the years. But as he grew older, his doctors in England told him that he could, just simply could not stay there and be healthy. And so he needed to at least travel, if not move, for the sake of his health. And so for a time, he moved to the country of Italy. But even there, his health continued to not go well. And he knew that his time was short. And so he arranged to travel back to England to preach for the congregation that he had, in their terminology, he had led for so long. And it said that his health was so poor that he almost crawled to the pulpit. But once he got into the pulpit, they said his voice was fairly strong, but it was obvious by what he said and how he said it that this would be his last sermon. And indeed it was. He stayed in England for just a short time, but couldn't preach any longer, but decided to try to make it back to Italy for his health's sake. But on the way there, in the countryside of France, he passed away. But after preaching that final sermon, some suggest it's just in the time period after his sermon before he passed away. Some suggest it's actually the actual evening of, after he preached his final sermon, that he wrote the poem, Abide With Me. And he did so, even though it was at the end of a day, he wasn't thinking about the sun going down. He was thinking about this being the latter part of his life. In fact, that's one reason the song ends, In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me. And it's also why there's a line in the song near the beginning of the second verse that says, swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Not just this little day, or a little day, or the little day, but life's little day. Light took a phrase from Scripture to build that poem. It's found in Luke chapter 24. After the resurrection of Jesus, Luke records an account for us that Matthew, Mark, nor John record for us when Jesus is walking along the road to Emmaus and he interacts with a couple of people who don't know who he is at first. They don't know who they're talking to. And you might recall, I'm paraphrasing here for time's sake, you might recall they walk and talk for a while. They still don't know who Jesus is. But when these people come to the end of their journey, they say in Luke 24, verse 49, in the English Standard Version, stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent. Again, at that time, they didn't know who Jesus was. Later on, they would figure that out. But Light, in his poem, simply used that imagery to think about not just the shadows of the day coming on, but the shadows of life. The fact that we're not going to be here forever. And in his mind, he knew he would not live forever on this earth. But what you also may not know is another hymn writer took the account of Luke chapter 24 and basically turned it into a song. There's a song, it's actually in our books, but it's very, very rarely sung. In fact, in my lifetime, I think I've only sung it two or three times, if that. And the song has a similar title, Abide With Me, but it has Abide With Me, Tis Eventide. And the idea behind that song is that someone wanted to take the thoughts of these men who walked along the road to Emmaus with Jesus, and in thinking about their reaction to him then leaving at the end of the day, and what it's like to walk with Jesus throughout a day and to want to again. Just listen to the lyrics of that beautiful hymn. Abide with me, 'tis eventide. The day is past and gone. The shadows of the evening fall. The night is coming on. Within my heart, a welcome guest. Within my home, abide. O Savior, stay this night with me. Behold, 'tis eventide. Abide with me, 'tis eventide. Thy walk today with me has made my heart within me burn as I communed with thee. Thy earnest words have filled my soul and kept me near thy side. O Savior, stay this night with me. Behold, 'tis eventide. Abide with me, 'tis eventide, and lone will be the night if I cannot commune with thee, nor find in thee my light. The darkness of the world I fear would in my home abide. O Savior, stay this night with me. Behold, 'tis eventide. All I want to do with you this evening for a couple of moments is to think about what it takes to end a day with that kind of mindset. Because isn't it the way we should want to end each and every day we're here on this earth, where we know we have been with Jesus and we long for that again? None of the things we're going to mention for the next just minute or two is deep in of themselves. But I want to take just one thought from each verse of that lesser known hymn. If I want to know I'm ending a day where I've walked with Jesus, from verse 1 of that hymn, I need to always make sure I'm welcoming Jesus into my home. The writer of that song, as well as those in Luke 24, the writer of the song put it this way, within my home abide. I need to ask myself from time to time, is Jesus really at home in my home? Sometimes I think we treat our Savior in our home as more like a semi-regular guest. He might sort of, if he please, have a chair that he might sit in when he visits, but we don't really want him to stay all that long. But if I want to end a day feeling as if I've walked with Jesus, he needs to fill our homes at all times. Consider what you're putting into your mind. Consider what you're filling your mind with, and think about how it can be more accepting of Jesus always being with you in your home. If you want to end a day knowing, I've spent today with Jesus, welcome him into your home. From verse 2 of that hymn, I want you to think about the fact that we must hear from Jesus. Luke 24 talks about it, and the poem writer, the songwriter, mentions it about the heart burning within. Those in Luke 24, verse 32 said, did our hearts not burn within us while he talked with us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? And the poet of that song takes the same thought, that he made our hearts within us burn as I communed with thee. Do I really hear from Jesus through his word? And I love that concept of it burning within our heart, because we love so much what we hear. And we want to hear more. We're just burning to hear more from him. Do we have an open communication with him? Do we pray to our Father in heaven and know that Jesus is hearing that prayer as well as our mediator, our go-between, our high priest? If I want to know at the end of the day that I've been with Jesus, I need to be in communication with him, hearing from him through his word and communicating. And from verse 3, I also need to long for another day with him, whether that day is here or with him forever. The poet put it this way, lone will be the night if I cannot commune with thee. At the end of each day, should our desire not be for Jesus to meet us on the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and every single moment of all of those days, so that as the poet talks about, the darkness of this world doesn't overtake us, but also so that we have anticipation of that day that never ends, where we are always in the presence of Jesus. Should we not go to sleep each night longing for, if we're here on this earth, the very first moment of the next day, knowing I'm in the presence of Jesus and I'm going to spend the next day communing with him, welcoming him into my life, but above any of those things, longing for the day when I never have to leave his side, because I'm in his presence forever and forever and forever. And so tonight, whether it's simply the ending of another day, or maybe it's more like Henry Light, because maybe you feel as if you're in the evening of life, Are you really trusting in Jesus? And are you really seeking to abide with Him and have Him abide with you? Maybe we should pray from time to time, the same way those two songs end. In life, in death, O Lord, abide in me. And O Savior, stay this night with me. Behold, 'tis eventide. Need to come to Him tonight, either for the first time or to return to Him in faithfulness. If such is your desire, will you come, voice and sing, to encourage you.
I've wandered far away from God.